According to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, nearly 20% of Wisconsin high school students are offered, sold, or given illegal drugs on school property. More than 30% of high school students have admitted to using marijuana or alcohol.
Parents of teens with substance abuse problems report how difficult it is to deal with the issue and how they struggle to find the right words to approach their children.
A new traveling exhibit currently on display at the Milwaukee Central Library is helping parents broach conversations about substance abuse with their kids.
Called In My Shoes, the exhibit was developed by teen patients at Rosecrans, a teen substance abuse program in Rockford, Illinois. It aims to put parents into the shoes of their teenage children who are struggling with addiction.
Joining us now is Jennifer Tomavong. She's certified alcohol and drug counselor and art therapist at Rosecrans. She's the creator of the In My Shoes exhibit. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, for those of us who haven't seen it, can you describe the exhibit? What would we see if we went and visited?
Sure. Basically, what you would see is shoes that were donated by staff. They were painted white by myself to represent a clean slate for the clients, a new start, and then they've decorated the shoes with their life story. So they've used different types of materials, art materials, to express themselves. They've put on their different symbols and different colors that represent basically what they've been through leading up to treatment.
So the artists in this case are teens who are actually going through treatment for substance abuse right now. Do I have that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So what kind of things do they put on the shoes? What kind of elements of their story are they trying to share with the world?
What they're trying to share is basically the idea and the knowledge that they don't want to be addicted. They don't choose that for themselves. There have been things that have happened in their lives leading up until that point. So for some of the clients, they wrote things about sexual abuse, other types of traumas. Some clients have written things about mental health and things that they've been trying to work through with that.
So on this side of things, as an art therapist, I mean, is this therapeutic for the people going through treatment to express themselves in this or other artistic ways?
Yes, I believe that art therapy allows the clients to kind of break down their defenses and express themselves through art and putting things out there that sometimes they don't even really realize that they're putting out there. And then some of our clients who struggle with putting things in words, it allows them to nonverbally express themselves and get those things out.
So why shoes in particular?
Well, we use primarily the 12 steps here at Rosecrans to help our clients work through their addiction. And so in using the 12 steps, shoes just seem to fit as far as following a life story or a life path, taking the steps that they need in treatment to build a life of recovery.
And then on the other side of this, we've been talking about the creators here. Let's go to the people who might come and see this. This is targeted in part to parents. What are you hoping that parents, especially parents of teenagers, take away from seeing this exhibit?
Basically hoping that parents will understand that teenagers' points of view and the pressures that they've had to go through, things that they've had to confront and basically bring them to substance use and allow them to have conversations with their teens or young teens to that can otherwise be uncomfortable. So instead of asking maybe more direct questions, they're able to ask questions related to the shoe art and make it a little bit easier for the parents to have those discussions.
We're talking to Jennifer Tomavong. She's an art therapist and an alcohol and drug counselor at Rosecrans. She's talking about this In My Shoes exhibit. It's currently on display at the Central Library in Milwaukee. It's going to be coming to the State Capitol Rotunda. The idea, it helps people going through treatment for substance abuse to tell their story and maybe share some lessons for parents and other teens. I invite your calls now at 800-642-1234. As a teen, do you deal with substance abuse? As the parent of a teen, have you had conversations about this? Have you had a problem in your family? Do you not know where to start? And if you've used art as a form of therapy in your life, tell us about that too. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Jennifer, how important is it for parents to be able to start these conversations with their kids in the teen or maybe even preteen years?
I think it's important for parents to start these conversations because sometimes They can be proactive about it, and then that way maybe help keep their teens from beginning to use drugs, or if it's something that they've started to experiment with, to kind of stop that before it becomes more extreme.
And do you have a sense of what works for parents to start having this conversation with a teen, again, before a substance abuse problem happens or when there already is a problem or a suspected problem?
Mm-hmm. I think for parents, sometimes it's just knowing knowing your children in general. So maybe asking simple questions. Do they know people in their school that use substances? Are they aware of where they could go get help if they felt they needed to talk to somebody because someone had asked them to use substances in school? Basically, just really having a conversation with your kids in any way, shape, or form can be helpful.
And have you heard a response to the In My Shoes exhibit? Are you hearing from parents who say, yeah, this got the conversation started?
Yeah, there was actually one mother who came to the show when I happened to be there, and she had two younger children, had reported that wasn't a conversation that they had quite yet and didn't know really how to have that. And so she had mentioned that it was something she planned to bring up with them in the car, actually, because she felt it was less serious, a little bit more casual.
And you're not sitting across from each other. It can be a little easier to have those conversations when you all
right.
are looking in a different or all the same direction, I guess.
Let's
go to a caller now at 800-642-1234. We've got John on the line in De Pere. John, hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What did you want to bring up, John?
Well, I am 24 years old now and have been struggling with, substance abuse since I was about 15 or 16, it started with marijuana and, continued up higher to that. And it really caused a very significant burden on not only me, but my family. And they still don't know to this day that I used to have a problem because I hid it from everyone. And I think that one of the biggest problems is these people don't want to come out because they're scared of people thinking they're an addict. And, once you're an addict, you're always an addict. And it's sad to see nowadays.
John, looking back, and thank you for sharing your story, but looking back, what do you wish you could have done at age 15? Maybe things could have come out different. Do you wish you, right off the bat, had been able to talk to your family about this?
Yeah, of course I wish I would have been able to. And I don't know, I was not comfortable. And I don't know if it was me or just the way they treated me that I wasn't comfortable talking to them about it. But I think I was just young and ignorant and wanted to do something to change how I felt at that time, which was probably confused, and drugs were an outlet, as well as music, but drugs were terrible.
All right, well, John, thank you for calling, and good luck to you as you continue to deal with these issues. Jennifer, do you think John's story is fairly common among the people you work with at Rosecrans, for example?
Yeah, I think, just being at Rosecrans and working with the adolescents, you learn that they do find it really difficult to talk to their parents about things. They're afraid they're going to be judged. They're afraid that they're going to have a label if they're in treatment. And so, really breaking that down and just letting the clients here at Rosecrans know that they're not alone. There are other people in similar situations and kind of helping them work through that. Being able to be honest with family because most of the time that's their biggest support. And if you can't be honest with them, who can you be honest with? I think we see that a lot.
Is there something a family can do to say, to make it clear that they're open to hear this and open to help, and they may not be wild about it, but it's not, judgment isn't the first thing they're going to bring to the table here?
Right. I think if parents just let their kids know ahead of time or even if they find out that their kid is using substances, that they're open to hearing what they have to say versus I think sometimes parents jump to conclusions and feel that doing that and reacting emotionally can help because they feel that it's being disciplined, but in reality, I think just being open, listening to what your kid has to say is probably one of the best things you can do.
We're talking about a new traveling exhibit, In My Shoes, that tries to put parents in the shoes of children with substance abuse problems. You can join our conversation. Do you think it's useful to approach a child's alcohol and drug abuse problems by trying to see it from that child's perspective? What's helped you in dealing with a similar situation? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue our conversation with Jennifer Tomavong. She's a certified alcohol and drug counselor and art therapist at Rosecrans, a Rockford, Illinois-based teen substance abuse treatment center. We'll continue the conversation and take more of your calls after a look at the news with Kristen Durst. We're talking about the challenges parents face in dealing with teen substance abuse problems and an art exhibit that helps put parents in the shoes of children who are grappling with that problem. The exhibit, In My Shoes, is at Milwaukee's Central Library.
We want to hear from you on this. What advice can you share as a parent of a teen who's going through this problem? Have you found it effective to approach the problem from your child's perspective? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Jennifer Tomavong stays with us. She's an art therapist, an alcohol and drug counselor, and the creator of this exhibit. Let's go back to our callers now. We've got Amy on the line in Madison. Amy, hi.
Hi there. Yeah, just a couple of things to point out. I, in high school, dabbled in a little bit of marijuana use. I was a really good kid, but tried it a few times, ended up getting caught at school. And then it seemed like by the next day, teachers, parents, you know, coaches, I was just shut out, you know, friends even. And that was extremely hard. But then secondly, I was thrown into like some intensive group therapy with kids who were doing a lot worse things than I was. And with having friends shut me out already, I kind of clung to that group and things really got worse for a few years.
Amy, thank you for calling in and sharing your story. So first of all, Jennifer, isolating, feeling shut out by what could be a support network.
Yeah, I think a lot of times parents and teachers have a hard time figuring out how to handle those types of situations. It seems that over time people have definitely become more open in trying to help teens with whether it be group therapy or really even just listening to where things are at. So I think that idea that substance use is only a particular type of teen is not the case anymore. I think people are definitely becoming more open to the realization that it could be anybody using substances.
And the idea of the scale of a response, she was saying that the situation, the particular therapy situation she was put in, actually exposed her to worse behavior, put her in a social network that was doing having a harder time than even she was at the outset. Do you mm-hmm. see that as a problem sometimes? Is that something that's hard to avoid?
I think sometimes in a group therapy session, it's hard to make sure, you know, you obviously have to take into account everybody's in a different place. And so that's, I think, one of the biggest things that we try to do here at Rosecrans is meet clients where they're at. So if somebody else is kind of in a different place with their substance use, realizing that and making sure that they're getting the help that they need for that particular issue versus someone who might be deeper in their substance use, you know, taking that and battling that differently.
Amy, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go now to another caller at 800-642-1234. We've got Josh on the line in Madison. Josh, hi.
Hi. I think it's I used drugs recreationally when I was a teen, and after a serious accident, well, I became an opiate addict, and not that that was the first time that I'd used opiates, but I think there's an important distinction to be made between addicts and the occasional user. Like a teen that was caught smoking pot once does not necessarily need intensive treatment, but needs to be handled correctly by their parents or their guardians. And that is, it's tough to do. I think that any advice that I could give to parents is not to judge. And you earlier mentioned, I'm not sure what phrase you used, but you said, don't be afraid of talking to your parents because they are, or don't expect to be judged or something like that. But I think there is a lot of judgment that comes with the stigma of drug use and addicts. And that prevented me for the longest time in getting help. I've been clean, you know, for many years now, but battling the stigma of being an addict and an opiate addict
I think I got you, Josh. And thanks for sharing your story, and good luck on your continued recovery there. Let's start with that last point he was making, Jennifer. Do you see stigma as an obstacle to people seeking help?
Yes, stigma can definitely be an obstacle for people seeking help. And so as parents, what we really need to do, and as teachers, as counselors, is obviously meet the person where they're at and not judge them. So, like I said before, it really, anybody could be using substances on whatever level that might be, whether you're abusing them or you're an addict. It could be our next door neighbor. And so really just not being judgmental, being open to hearing what kids have to say really breaks down that barrier so that kids feel safe. They feel like they can go to adults as they should be able to go to and have those conversations and not feel like they're being judged. And I think that's a huge part of utilizing art therapy, is allowing the clients to express themselves in that nonverbal form, putting things out there, not censoring their art, not censoring their stories.
Talking to Jennifer Tamavong about an art exhibit. It's called In My Shoes. It's at the Milwaukee Central Library right now. An effort to have teens who are going through substance abuse recovery share artistically their experience and send a message to parents as well along the way. Back to our callers now with Mark in Minneapolis. Mark, hi.
Hi. Yes.
Go ahead, Mark.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Okay. I've had a lot of my friends die from drug and alcohol abuse, actually a majority of them. And the fact that the cheapest and strongest heroin in the U.S. is available in Minneapolis doesn't help things. So, with that being said, I would just like to say, if you go down that road, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. So, treatment is a necessity for many, many people. However, there's one problem I have with the current state of affairs of the treatment programs available in the Upper Midwest, and that is that they're primarily Christian-based. And I'm not a Christian. I don't raise my children Christian. So enough said.
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. So, Jennifer, a couple points there. He's worried that too much faith-based organizations in the healing process. Do you think that that matters one way or the other, Jennifer?
I do think that that can be a big controversy. I know here at Rosecrans, we really try to focus on spirituality versus a specific faith-based program. Like I had said before, we do focus on the 12 steps, but in the 12 steps, it talks about God as you see him. So if that means that your higher power is nature, then we really encourage clients to go in that direction. If your higher power is something that's faith-based, we encourage clients to go in that direction. I think a big thing that makes us stand out at Rosecrans is using the spiritual aspect versus a faith-based program.
Well, I want to bring things home to the In My Shoes exhibit. You told us a little bit about what these teens going through substance abuse recovery shared in this project on these shoes that they've decorated. In talking to them, are they hoping that not only they're expressing themselves, but maybe they're making a difference for the next person who might be in their situation, or maybe to help them avoid that situation in the first place?
Yeah, I think, you know, the main purpose of this was for them to share their life story, for them to continue on in treatment here and be able to talk with their parents about that. But I also believe that, and some of the clients have shared that they're really glad that they've been able to get their stories out there to help other people, to allow other parents and teens realize that there are, there is help out there of all different levels. So maybe inpatient treatment isn't the correct level of treatment for you. Maybe it's something else. But there's help out there of all sorts of levels.
And is there a next step beyond In My Shoes to use art to work with your clients to heal and to share their story?
Well, this is a project that we do every year, so we'll definitely continue with that. I know that there are other projects in the making that we're kind of going with to really just continue to share their story, to allow clients to find that hope and that peace. And so, you know, we're just going to continue working with that.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Jennifer Tamavong. She's a certified alcohol and drug counselor and art therapist at Rosecrans, a Rockford, Illinois-based teen substance abuse treatment center. Now, this In My Shoes exhibit we've been talking about, it is on display now at Milwaukee's Central Library, going to stay there through April 26th. After that, it'll move to the first floor rotunda of the state capitol in Madison. You can see it there from May 11th. To May 22nd. And by the way, you can keep this conversation going. Send us a message over at the Central Time Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Let us know if you've seen this exhibit and what you thought of it.